Evie! Alarmed, I stood rooted to the spot as I watched my friend sway sickeningly on her feet while her face was smeared with blood. What happened? From behind me, Austin came forward and reached for his girlfriend. I'd forgotten for a second that he was back there. Just as Austin reached her side, Evie's eyes rolled back into her head and she began to convulse violently. Evie! He yelled as he dropped next to her, trying unsuccessfully to support her jerking limbs. Still frozen, I watched a dark puddle grow under her twitching body. Call for help! The order jolted me back to awareness. I bolted back to the living room where my phone lay when I dropped it just a minute ago. Fumbling with it, I punched the bottom button. My earlier aborted attempt to call for help lit up the screen, and I pushed the final number as I turned and ran for the stairs. In my panic, I almost couldn't comprehend the drone of the busy signal. They're not answering! I dropped to my knees next to my seizing friend. Austin had rolled her to her side and was doing his best to support her head. The pungent smell of urine hit my nose at the same time I noticed the warmth seeping into my jeans. Try again. My shaking hands botched the job. Too many nines. Hyperventilating, I tried again. The drone of the busy signal was loud in the sudden silence of the hall. Evie had fallen utterly still, and her limbs all fell limply to the floor. The only sounds were my harsh breathing and the frustrating buzz from the phone. Evie? Austin gently rolled her onto her back. Evie, can you hear me? I looked at the chalky complexion of my friend. Her eyes were closed, and the streak of blood that had come from her eye had smeared all over her jawline, while red-tinged froth dribbled from her slack mouth. She's too still. I said the last observation out loud as I leaned in closer to her chest. Evie? With his voice reduced to a near whisper, Austin leaned over her face. Then turning his face toward me, he placed his ear close to her nose. I watched as his already wide eyes filled with horror. I don't think she's breathing.
What?
It came out as a shriek. Grabbing one of Evie's limp hands, I felt her wrist, looking for a pulse, but I couldn't find one. No, 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 no. I chanted under my breath as I dialed the phone again. Screaming in frustration, I threw the useless phone away from me, and even from the far end of the hall, the busy signal mocked me. We need to give her CPR. Austin looked shell-shocked as he lightly patted Evie's blood-stained face. But hearing my suggestion, he nodded determinedly and tilted her head into what I hoped was the right position. It had been a few years since my obligatory high school first aid class, and I prayed silently that I remembered it correctly as I clambered into position. I waited for Austin to pinch her nose and blow into her mouth before starting compressions. Beneath my hands, her body still felt alarmingly hot. Somewhere in my fourth set of compressions, I felt the sickening crack of a rib giving way under the force of my hands. Bile rose up the back of my throat, but I forced it back. I didn't have time for any of that now. Clinging to the faint memory of the first aid instructor telling the class that broken ribs were to be expected when giving CPR, and hoping that it meant I was doing this right, I kept going. I kept going until sweat dripped into my eyes and my arms burned with effort. I kept going even when sobs started to steal my breath. My quivering arms were verging on collapse when I saw the glimmer of hope that I'd been searching for. In my peripheral vision, I saw one of Evie's fingers twitch. There! I gasped at Austin, who turned his grim gaze in the direction I was looking. I knew the moment he saw it, too, because an incredulous grin spread across his face. Evie, can you hear me? We watched as the finger twitched again, followed by the flexing of her whole hand. Evie? Leaning down, Austin pressed his ear close to her nose again. I still can't tell if she's breathing. He looked at me with a question in his brown eyes.